Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and this is another in our series of pre-system interviews. Before every annual system seminar, we spend some time with each one of the faculty members and talk about what they're doing and get some of their best information right now on these free calls so that you can use it in your businesses immediately. Today, we have a system grad. She's one of four system grads who started with us from a successful position but not knowing a whole lot about the Internet, who ended up publishing a book on electronic marketing several years after their system experience. Tom Antion's one, Perry Marshall's another, Howie Jacobson's the third, and now we have a fourth, Kim Dushinsky. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me on the call.
Oh, it's very exciting to have you, and especially this topic, which is not on anybody's radar yet, really, at least in our space, and it's very important stuff. Kim's the author of the Mobile Marketing Handbook, a step-by-step guide for creating dynamic mobile marketing campaigns. And before coming to this particular world, Kim was involved in book publicity. She had a successful book publicity company. After taking the system, she learned how to automate it and turned a very kind of labor-intensive, high-staff situation into a lot less labor-intensive, no-staff situation. It bought her some time. She looked around, discovered that mobile marketing is definitely on the rise. It's going to be, it already is a huge force, but it's becoming a bigger and bigger force every day. Collected a tremendous amount of material on it, realized there was enough material in it for a book, has written the book, the Mobile Marketing Handbook, came out just this year to rave reviews from people in the mobile marketing industry. This is a mainstream book, not an e-book or a get-rich-quick book. It's a very thorough, comprehensive how-to guide to understand this medium and start using it right now. Let's look at some numbers. I think probably the most important number for people to consider is we've got about roughly a billion Internet users, but we've got 3 billion mobile users. Now, not all of them have smartphones, but the trend, to the iPhone and the BlackBerry and multimedia-type phones is clearly on the rise. So we actually have more people that can access the Internet through mobile devices right now, I think, than can access the Internet through computers, or at least they're probably parallel with mobile probably taking the edge, and will continue to take that edge until it actually might become the dominant form.
Yes, that's true.
And so you're paying attention to this. And what's very strange to me is that nobody in the Internet marketing space is paying any attention to this at all. And that's one of the reasons I asked you to come to System 2009 and give a presentation on opportunities in mobile marketing for Internet marketers. What kind of things do Internet marketers need to know about the mobile world, some general principles? Everybody, I'm sure, on this call is familiar with getting a website up and that kind of thing. What kind of things do people have to know to play in the mobile space?
Well, the most exciting thing about it is that Internet marketers, especially those who are involved with the system, are very clear on the fact that the Internet is about being a direct response tool. And
mm-hmm.
mobile is even more so a direct response tool because it's so ingrained in people's lives. I mean, people have their phone with them all the time. They don't necessarily have their computer, with them all the time, even with laptops and stuff. So the really important thing and the really exciting thing is the fact that mobile makes every other marketing tool, including the Internet, a more powerful direct response tool. So that's something that is really fundamental, and again, as people get diving into it, if they just take that mindset really clearly as they move ahead, they won't start doing silly things like, banner advertising for a brand awareness, that kind of thing. I mean, they won't start doing those kinds of things. They'll really be focusing in on the fact that mobile is a direct response tool.
Gotcha. Now, we've had conversations about mobile before. And I think one of our conclusions was one of the first things that Internet marketers should learn how to do is make their websites mobile-friendly.
Yes.
How does one go about that? Is it expensive? What's involved? Does it require completely reworking your websites? What kind of things do people need to think about?
Well, the answer to that is that it can go completely as easily as throwing a little piece of code onto your site. If you have a blog, particularly a WordPress blog, it's really, really a simple thing and can be, you know, totally free, which may or may not be the very best, you know, long-term solution, but at least it's going and at least the site is visible there. The other aspect of it is creating a complete and total mobile website using, you know, the very best platform builders and, you know, that kind of thing, and that could be in the, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So there's a whole spectrum. What I advise is, go ahead.
Oh, so let's say I'm doing a promotion, and I'm sending people to a website, and I, you know, let's say acme.com. Go to, you know, for more information, go to www.acme.com, and somebody accesses it via their laptop, and another person accesses it via their cell phone. At the server level, does the server recognize, you know, what version to show people?
If you put the user agent code on your site, yes,
okay.
It certainly can do that. And it's a little piece of code. It is in my book. It's not very complicated, and we could certainly put that up onto the mobile system web page that you've got. But the idea is, yes, that the server would come there, see that, and then say, oh, look, this is a mobile device. Let me give them the mobile version. Let me give them the desktop version. But in order for that to happen, you have to have a mobile version to serve up.
Gotcha. So if we've got a lot of people who are reading their emails, for example, on their mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm just thinking the logic of this. If I'm, you know, running around town and I stop to read my email and I get an email that tells me about something that looks really interesting to me, if I'm not near my computer, the only way I can access that website, that web link, is by my cell phone, by my mobile device. If I go to the website and it's not optimized for mobile, kind of a wasted exercise for the advertiser and for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if I go there and it's optimized for the web, wow, I'm in business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're then ahead of the other folks who sent out their emails, and then the people can't get it. And that also brings up email as well. That's another really good reason to always have a text-based email going out. Because if people, you know, the fancy HTML emails don't go onto the phones either, and a ton of people check their emails on their phones now.
So if we're going to adapt to this new world, and clearly it is in the ascendance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you look at younger people, my brother's kids, for example, they're all mobile.
Mm-hmm.
For them, they get on the web, but it's like. It's an experience, you know. It's a experience. You know, they have to stop what they're doing and go downstairs and, you know, turn on the computer. And whereas they've got their mobiles on all the time, they're using them all the time. And you know, I know a lot of business people are that way too. They're on their BlackBerry all day long. I mean, even the president apparently is so in love with his BlackBerry, he will not give it up. So we've got a vast percentage of the population that is not hanging out in front of their computer, and that percentage and those numbers are going to grow. So if somebody did nothing else but optimize their websites for mobile, they're going to get a boost in everything they do. And I guess this tells us we've got to maybe change our email strategy. Long emails actually tend to be effective, but of course they're only going to be effective to people that are sitting in front of their computers in a reading mood. So the value of putting your web link like right away in the middle of every communication you send, I think, is even more acute right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because nobody's going to sit there and read a, you know, 7 or 8 page email on their BlackBerry.
Well, and their phone may not bring the whole thing in. You know, the phones actually truncate emails oftentimes. So It might even automatically sort of delete off half your email for you. It's like the old cut and snip of newspaper articles. You have to write a little bit in journalistic style for mobile, get the most important stuff right up there at the top, and then if it gets cut off, it's okay.
Gotcha. So if somebody has, let's say, an email list, and let's just throw out a number. Let's say they've got a 10,000-person email list. First, you have the problem of all the email that doesn't get delivered, and unless you're using a good service like AWeber, you'd be surprised how much of your email doesn't get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the hurdle of people that just don't open the email at all. That's another big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got the big chunk of people who read the email on a handheld,
mm-hmm.
and if your email isn't set up for them or if your website isn't configured for them, even if they want to go to your website, A, they may never see the link. B, if they click on it, it may be incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a 10,000-person email list, in reality, you may only have effectively a 3,000-person email list or a 2,000-person email list. So this is some serious, serious stuff. Now, you're a fan of not only a fan, but given how short the life span of Twitter has been, I mean, it's brand new pretty much, but you're an early Twitter user, and you've discovered some interesting things about Twitter and mobile, and it seems, you know, and Twitter, I gotta, you know, be honest, it's still new to me. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. It just seems like one more darn thing to learn, and it's like, oh God, not another thing. But I'm starting to realize, thanks to you and another system grad, Mark Atwood, and also David Bullock, who's done a really interesting study on how Barack Obama used Twitter in his campaign. I'm starting to see, hey, you know, this Twitter stuff, maybe we shouldn't ignore it. And when we think about how important mobile is to people, Twitter's almost made for mobile, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, the characters are similar. You know, you can do 140 characters on Twitter, and text messages are 160. Twitter is tied in with doing texting SMS. It's not worldwide. They turned it off in the UK. They weren't able to keep up with the fees it was costing. It's free for consumers, but of course Twitter was paying for every text messaging sent. But they're looking at getting their monetizing up and getting that back on again. But yes, in the U.S., people can turn on their phone, so their device comes on, so Twitter could come into phones, and a lot of people use the mobile web. 41% of people who are using the mobile web are accessing social networking sites.
Via the web?
Yeah.
Via their mobile device?
Right. So Opera, which is one of the mobile browsers, their statistics showed that 41% of the people accessing the mobile web were going onto social networking sites, so MySpace, Facebook, Twitter.
Wow.
So mobile and social networking are intertwined. I mean, they're just already sort of meshed together, you know, as a tool, if you will, as a way to work together.
Gotcha. Wow, I had no idea that it was that big. So this is yet another reason to optimize your websites for mobile, because
mm-hmm.
You know, if nearly half of mobile users are using the mobile web to access various social networks, I know a lot of people are investing a lot of time and effort into raising their profile on social networks. Again, if somebody's accessing Facebook, so people can access Facebook and all that kind of stuff via the mobile web?
Yes, they all have, all of the major social networks have a mobile site, so Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Twitter. They all have mobile versions, and they all have various ways to do things on mobile. Facebook has actually the most exciting mobile platform, you know, with a lot of ways to interact and send pictures directly up and update statuses and stay connected. And there's just, it's the mobile component of social networking is really very exciting.
This is huge. So if somebody is investing, and a lot of people are, in social media campaigns, and they are not optimizing their website for mobile, they are really missing out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You, Because somebody, will, you know, maybe they'll read something and they'll say, oh, that looks great. I'm going to click on it. And they click on it and they come up with something that's not easily worked with. Wow. So this is even, you know, we've been talking about this now since you started working on the book, which I guess was a year ago or more.
Yeah.
So this is becoming even more and more important. You know, almost science fiction space age kind of stuff a year ago, and now it's starting to look like bread and butter. But what's so interesting to me is nobody in the internet marketing space is talking about it. Not only are they not sharing any useful information about it, they're not even raising the topic. They're kind of just rehashing, you know, everybody's rehashing the same old stuff over and over again. And here you come along with some absolutely brand new information. Very solid too. I mean, you've got, like, again, this is a real book. This is not an e-book that's slapped together. A lot of original research, and again, endorsements from people that are very big players in the mobile space. So, I want to just tell everybody again, it's called The Mobile Marketing Handbook by Kim Tuschinski, a step-by-step guide to creating dynamic mobile marketing campaigns. Now, Kim, you're going to be at System 2009. This is it's not an unusual event if you looked at the whole history of the system. When we started out, we had a pretty small, tight faculty. There were just five of us. And as the years went by, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the last couple of years, we actually went to a conference format where we had 25-plus faculty members. I think given the way things are going right now, you know, when business is easy, I think the smorgasbord type of approach where you can just get a little here and get a little there works fine. But I think, you know, we're clearly in a time where people have to be a lot smarter, a lot sharper, a lot more focused. And so for System 2009, we're going to a 10-person faculty, very focused. Half the people are world-class Google pros. Google is literally sending one of their top people to speak. We're going to have Perry Marshall, of course, the AdWords wizard. We're also going to have Timothy Seward, who's a Google Analytics certified by Google. We're also going to have Ben Jessen and Carl Blanks, also certified by Google to teach website optimizers. So we are very strong. We're about as strong as you can get. I mean, we have Google and Google certified people and Perry Marshall. So when it comes to AdWords or AdSense, and we can talk about SEO in a second, or Natural SEO, who's being represented by James Martel, we're about as strong in Google as is humanly possible to get. But we also have a lot of content, which I call Beyond Google. James Martel talking about Natural SEO. I'll be talking about info marketing and some things about internet marketing that no one has ever talked about before that I'm going to be revealing for the first time at the 2009 event. We're also going to have Gohar Chaudhry, who's a very, very bright and very successful lead generation specialist. He calls himself a traffic broker, and his specialty is cost per action advertising, and he's extremely good at that. And he goes way beyond Google. He uses Yahoo's pay-per-click system. He uses MSN's pay-per-click system. He's getting very involved in natural search and article marketing and a whole bunch of other things. So, in Kim, of course, you're definitely beyond Google. You're dealing with a whole new medium. But, of course, Google takes mobile very seriously, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm actually glad that you mentioned that because one of the things that's really exciting that has just recently broken is that Google now has a mobile keyword research tool. And this is huge. And when I wrote the book and up until, you know, even literally 3 weeks ago, I was saying there are no mobile keyword research tools because mobile search is completely different than regular search. So Google has, they have a whole mobile site for search. And so there's a whole different algorithms and all sorts of things. So mobile SEO is its own topic. I'll be sharing quite a few tips in that in terms of the mobile SEO aspect. And then this mobile Google AdWords, which I do need to give a hat tip to David Rothwell. He is I met him at the system last year. He was an attendee at the system last year, and he is over in the UK, and he got an email because he's, you know, doing a lot with AdWords, got an email that it had just opened up. And I don't do a lot with AdWords myself, and so he shot me an email and said, hey, make sure you know about this. So really exciting, though, you can actually do keyword research on mobile because it's different. People search differently on their mobiles than they do on the desktop. And,
you know, David was one of our attendees at the UK System Intensive in the fall, and I mentioned the book to him. I think that's how he found out who you were and what you were up to. And this is, you know, for people that are new to the system, I think people that are involved, have been involved for years, know this, understand this. Tremendous amount of innovation and cutting-edge information comes out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that if you're at one of our events, you will literally, Kim's perfect example. I guarantee 2 or 3 years from now, there will be some bozos packaging shreds, crumbs, from Kim's material and selling it for $10,000 a pop, and it'll be all the rage, and everyone's going to, you know, flock to it and spend a fortune on it when they could have learned the real stuff in its complete unscrewed up format straight from Kim, either from her book, and I recommend that you get her book whether you come to the system or not, or straight from her at the system itself. And, you know, here's an example. We put an event on in England. I tell the English people over in the UK about Kim's book. One of them sees, one of them who's very active in AdWords and also one of our students, David Rothwell, sees some brand new information. He knows about Kim now because of the network. He flashes the information to her, and now Kim's got the information, and now you're on the call, and you're hearing about it now. And not only are you hearing about it, but you're hearing also about the significance of it and how you can use it in your business. So how does search, mobile search differ from classic SEO that we're all used to, and why does it matter, and why should we care?
Well, it's different in that Google wants to serve up mobile sites, so they are actively looking for mobile sites that would be served when someone is doing a mobile search. So they don't want to serve up, you know, a full desktop site if it's not going to be optimized, because then the consumer, you know, Google's main thing is make the person on the other end happy. The user is their customer. They're big on that. So if they serve up a desktop-sized site and you're on your mobile browser, then that person's not happy. So they're actively looking for mobile sites. There's not enough of them out there.
So this is yet another reason to learn what Kim's doing, learn how to create a mobile version of your site, because Google is right now, and this is not going to last forever. Again, in a couple of years, everybody's going to catch on. The opportunity, the early adopter opportunity will be gone. But right now, Google is hunting, you know, begging for decent mobile sites to feature in its search results. I mean, good Lord. I mean, do you need an engraved invitation?
Right.
this is about as good as it gets. And I gotta emphasize to everybody, the time for this is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't wait a year, 2 years, 3 years, and try to get into this after it's already become critical mass. Now is the time to get in. So this is fascinating. So we all know that, or and system grads in particular understand this, that Google is all about user experience.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that thinks they're going to trick Google or beat the algorithm or scam or spam the search engines, and I know there's a lot of people teaching that right now, and that's probably they're always going to be teaching it, that is so outdated and so doomed to failure. Look, Google rules the roost on the Internet. It's just a fact. They generate nearly 70% of all the search traffic. And so anybody that wants to be on the Internet and succeed pretty much has to conform to Google's rules, and in fact they are. Now, the good thing is Google, very intelligently, has as its basic rule, the sites better be good and useful and relevant, which you know, as rules go, that's not a bad rule. So learning what Google, how Google looks at the Internet and how Google rewards sites is really probably the most important first thing you can do when you're starting to think about the Internet. So great. So what do we have to do to get indexed? You know, because I know this is so new, but well, let's say we've got a site, we've got good content, it's optimized for some keywords, we've created a mobile-based version, a mobile web version. Do we have to do anything to get indexed in the mobile search engine, the Google mobile search engine?
Well, if they use sitemaps. They have mobile sitemaps as well, as you know, regular size sitemaps. So you know, the Google sitemaps, not the kind that the person would go to and look at. And it's very, very self-explanatory if you just take a look at their, you know, their help page on the for their business center or whatever, their webmaster tools. That's what it's called.
Sure.
So yeah, you just go there and you can do that as well. Additionally, if you're a brick and mortar business, making sure that you're listed in the Google the business listings, that also helps as well, because there's so much about local search, local mobile search. So if someone types in, you know, pizza 80226, then they serve up the businesses that are in that zip code, and if you're listed in there, then you can show up. So they sort of take care of optimizing that for you. Google has a way that you can build a mobile landing page for free within that tool. So there's ways to, you know, make sure you've got a mobile presence, and it works best for brick and mortar when they're looking to come to you, not necessarily an internet-based thing. But so I'll go into huge detail on that at the system, you know, step by step how to do that.
Gotcha, and it's clear that you know, the local mobile search is massive. And just people said, you know, just being logical, I'm in a new city, I'm trying to find a restaurant, or I need my suit pressed, or I need, I don't know, whatever people need when they're in a strange city. They may or may not be carrying their laptop. They may or may not be able to, you know, access a computer at all. But they've got their cell, and even if they have their laptop back in their hotel, you know, and most people do have a laptop when they're traveling. But even if they have a laptop, you know they've got their cell phone, and they're out on the street, and they've got to solve a problem now. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to increasingly they're going to be opening up their handheld device, and they're going to be doing a local search, and those who are there will be found and make the money, and those who are not there will not be found and will not make the money. I mean, we've talked about this. This is a little bit like 1994.
Yep.
You know, I spent a lot of time back then trying to persuade people, just get a domain name, just put up a page, just get an email address. You know what I mean? People wouldn't even, they were like, oh, what would I do that for? Why would I bother? It seems like an extra step. How many people are using the internet? Not that many. Well, I can point to several people who've made a fortune just because they registered a couple of domain names back in 1994. I mean, they didn't even have to do anything else. Just registering the names was important.
Well, and I'm doing the same thing right now with mobile, in that I'm telling people you need to start looking at getting a text message list going. You need to really do this. And I'm hearing people saying, well, gosh, isn't it just teenagers? And I'm like, no, really. If 88% of the U.S. population has a cell phone, it by definition cannot just be teenagers. You know, it just the math does not work. And you know, so many people use, you know, text messaging, and you know, so yeah, I feel a little like you must have at the time. You know, please just jump in. It's good. You know,
you do something small, do something modest, but. But, you know, and this is what I was saying in 94, just pick up the tools and, you know, feel how much they weigh, and, you know, swing the hammer and kind of get a feeling for how the hammer swings. No, you're not going to build the Sistine Chapel. You're not going to build, you know, the Vatican or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to learn. You're just going to get your hands in the job, you know. And once you do that, first of all, you'll have broken that most important barrier between theory and practice. And second, as soon as you start doing that, you'll start seeing what works for your business. And I think this is really important. There's a million different businesses, different kinds of audiences, different different things that you can use mobile for. The only way you're really going to find out how mobile's going to work for you is by starting to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, predicting the future, can you really predict the future? You know, you can project what's going to happen. We see 3 billion cell phone users. We see that the mobile devices, the smartphone devices like the iPhone are insanely popular. We see that more and more people are reading their email via their cell phones. We see, thanks to the statistics that you gave earlier in the call, that half of cell phone users or mobile users who are accessing the web, nearly half, are using social media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the writing's on the wall, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage everybody, two steps. Step one, get the Mobile Marketing Handbook by Kim Dushinsky. Just at least have it. It's on your shelf. Maybe you won't read it this year, but maybe you'll read it next year. You know, you'll have it. You really want to kind of have this thing so that you can start to break into it. Second thing is, when you get the book, learn what it takes, and apparently it doesn't take anything at all. Learn what it takes to customize your websites for mobile media. Just you know, at least read about it, at least be conversant with it. Step three, I think, would be make some mobile content. You know, make some content specifically for your mobile people. And then once you've got that, now you can do something really interesting with your list. You can tell them, hey, by the way, we've got a mobile version. Now, that telegraphs the 80%. Think about this. If 80% of Americans have cell phones, I think odds are really good that 80% of your Internet-using customers have cell phones,
mm-hmm.
right? So if tell them, hey, pardon me?
At least, yeah.
I mean, it's a really, really safe bet. So if they suddenly know, Kim's stuff or Ken's stuff is mobile-ready, that next time I'm on the road or I'm driving around town or I'm having lunch or I'm somewhere with my cell phone and I get an email that has a link early in the email, I'm going to take a look at the site because I'll be able to use it. This is big stuff. This is big stuff. Kim, what are you going to be talking? You're coming to System 2009. Just an alert to everybody. System 2009 is really early this year. Past years we've had it in late May. Now we're having it March 27th through 29th. So that's like tomorrow almost.
Yeah.
So just everyone keep that in mind. Because every year we have people, I don't know where they are, and they call me and go, oh, I missed it. No. Tell us what it was going to be. March 27th through 29th. Kim, you're going to be there. You're going to be doing a full presentation. What kinds of things are you going to be talking about in your presentation at System 2009?
Well, I'm going to give a good overview of the uses of mobile. So how to use it, what some of the business opportunities are, and I'll lay it out like these are the ones that are available now. These are the ones that, they're going to come up later. I'll talk about some of the technologies, so, how to get the tools, much the same as we have tools for email lists and things like that. There's tools in mobile that you're going to want to know about, so I'm going to lay that out. I'm going to talk about the fact that there's no black hat in mobile. You've really got to do it right because there's, Big Brother is watching on mobile, so I'm going to talk mm-hmm. about how to make sure you're staying within the bounds, because success will only come to those who do it right in mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And then just some specific things. I'm gonna talk as fast as I can and cram, everything about mobile. It'll be like a little mini mobile system in my session.
It's gonna be intense. The whole seminar this year is gonna be very intense because, this is our 15th year of offering seminars on internet marketing. We are absolutely the oldest, longest-running web marketing seminar on earth. Nobody's even close. We're older than AdTech. We're older than all those guys. And it's the seventh year of this particular thing called the System Seminar. And so 15 years, you learn some stuff. And mm-hmm. just in the last year, because of the experience I've had working directly with Google and working with some of the Google-certified guys, and getting reacquainted with some of the great masters of direct marketing. I had a great experience over there in London, spending some time with Drayton Bird. I've kind of come to some new discoveries and new conclusions about internet marketing that I've never heard anybody talk about. Certainly nobody in the internet marketing space, and even people at Google. I think there's some things that are really important about internet marketing that work. You see, I'm also in the position that I've seen now hundreds and hundreds of successful internet marketing businesses. At this point, not all the businesses I start make a ton of money, but it's been a long time since I've started an online business that didn't make money risk-free. I mean, that to me, that's just shooting fish in a barrel. And when I see people struggling and not getting it, and that's the other thing that's been new this year. Finally, a bunch of friends and neighbors up here in the Hudson Valley have gotten interested in internet marketing. So they're kind of pulling on my coat, saying, "Hey, well, how do you do this and how do you do that?" And so as I try to explain things, and I see firsthand where they get blocked, where they get confused, it's been very helpful for me to understand better how to explain all this stuff. So I'm going to be giving a talk. You remember, I was the first, just historical fact, one of the first, if not the first people to point out that the Internet was a direct marketing medium.
Mm-hmm.
It was back in 94. One of the very first people to point out that pay-per-click, this was back in 2000, was going to absolutely revolutionize Internet marketing. And I feel now I have something as important to talk about this year. And so we're going to be covering that. So this is going to be a very intense program. Kim's got a lot to say. Perry, of course, always has a lot to say. We've got all these Google-certified people that are coming to speak. Google is coming. They're going to be talking about, the guy from Google is going to talk about Google's own test results. How valuable do you think that is?
Wow.
Here's the company with all the traffic in the world. They've got rooms full of engineers and statisticians. And he's just going to be laying out the results of some of their internal tests. And what's fascinating, and people that were at System 2008 know this, a lot of the stuff that the gurus have been pushing and saying is true, Google is finding is not true.
Mm.
Some things that just would be shocking to you, things that you think you're supposed to do, Google has found doesn't work. And some things that people say you're not supposed to do, Google has found that those things work. So it's going to be intense. It's probably going to be the most intense seminar we've ever done. And I know that sounds amazing, especially to people that have been to previous seminars. But we have so much new information to share this year because things are kind of reaching a level of maturity, critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
Things are weaving together tighter than they've ever woven together before. And the Internet kind of goes to this. If you look at it, it's been kind of a seven-year pattern. 7 years ago was 2002. That's kind of when pay-per-click started to catch fire. 7 years before that, that's when the web started to catch fire. So now, we're 7 years out from when the pay-per-click started to catch fire. We've got a 7 years of data understanding how pay-per-click works. Pay-per-click, of course, increased people's understanding of conversion dramatically, because when you're buying your clicks, you're a lot more intelligent about how things convert. So we've got 7 years of research and data and experience from Google, from Google-certified trainers and Google-certified consultants, and from our own system grads. That's a lot of stuff to digest, and I think we've finally gotten to the point where we know what really works and what doesn't work. We're not guessing. We're not projecting. So, it's going to be intense. All the sessions are going to be intense. And if you are in internet marketing and you haven't been to a system seminar, I think you're missing out tremendously. If you are trying to get some traction in internet marketing, I honestly can't think of a better thing that you can do than come and study directly with Google, directly with Google-certified people, with people who have been in the business 10, 12, 15 years, with Kim Jashinsky teaching stuff that nobody else is teaching. So it's March 27th through 29th, thesystemseminar.com. If you do nothing else, make sure you get Kim's book, which is called The Mobile Marketing Handbook. But if you can come, if it makes sense for you to come, this is the one you want to be at. Clearly,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, ever since we did two events, small events in Chicago and London in the fall, and I got to try out and work with some new speakers, people I already known, I'd known for years, and I know that they were really good, but I just never had the opportunity to teach with them, and it was really a great eye-opening experience. And some of those speakers are coming to this event. And so I've been thinking, just thinking and planning and figuring out how to take the best of what we've learned in the last 15 years and present it with the best possible speakers. It's going to be something. If it makes sense for you to be there, this is the internet marketing event to go to, clearly. If you know you're not sure you can come or it's beyond your budget right now, if you do nothing else, make sure you take advantage of all these calls. All the calls that we're doing with all of our faculty are like this one. So if you like this, if you felt you got some value, and I already got tremendous value from it myself, just some of the numbers that Kim shared and some of the trends that she shared and some of the strategies that we laid out, you're not going to get this anywhere else. And all of our pre-system calls are designed this way, not just to promote the seminar. Obviously, that's what we're doing. We want a lot of people to come. But also to raise the level of internet marketing, raise everybody's education, raise everybody's level of sophistication so that you can learn things that you can use right away, and also so you can learn to distinguish between good information and maybe not so good information too. So again, go to thesystemseminar.com, thesystemseminar.com. We're going to be meeting in Chicago March 27th through 29th. It's our big annual event, and if you can be there, that would be great. Kim Dushinsky, thank you so much for writing this book. It's a major contribution to everybody. I know you spent a year plus working really hard, gathering all this stuff. I know you did a great job because when you look at the reviews from people in the serious people in the mobile industry, clearly you hit the perfect tone with this book and a perfect level of information because it's easy to get a lot of affiliate marketers to say that something's great. It's not so easy to get a lot of really serious people in the mobile marketing industry to say that a book is great and that you've got a lot of fans in that industry already.
Thanks. Yeah, the foreword was written by the outgoing president of the Mobile Marketing Association. So,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And, you know, there's a whole lesson here, too. Maybe this will be our note that we'll end this on. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, where's the opportunity? Is there any opportunity left in the world? Are there any niches that haven't been picked over? Well, yeah. Here's an example of one. Kim, you weren't the world's leading authority on mobile marketing until you started researching this, right?
Right. Yep.
And just by you saw an opportunity, you decided you saw that it was worthwhile, you did some homework, you went for it, and now you've got this book that people are reading and talking about. You're developing a high profile in the mobile industry and, you know, soon in the internet marketing industry in a niche that was pretty much wide open. Nobody put barricades around it. Nobody put barbed wire around it. Anybody that wanted to get in and be an expert. And that's one last point. We'll just so many things to say about this. If you're an internet marketing advisor, and I recommend that everybody at least start a sideline in that. I mean, you know, we all tend to assume because we're familiar with internet marketing that the rest of the world is familiar with internet marketing. Every day I meet super smart business people, including super smart marketers, that don't even understand Internet 101.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were of a mind to, and sometimes I do, I consult and I help people out. Sometimes, you know, nonprofits for free and businesses, we either trade, you know, resources or I charge them a fee. And it's not a big thing, but hey, you know, it's extra money. And for people just getting started, until you get your own business going, there's so much opportunity taking this information that we share at the system. Well, this is what you did, isn't it? When you were in the book publicity business, we should tell this story, you didn't really know much about the Internet. You came to a system seminar. And how long did it take you to start charging your clients, what was it, $1,000 for Internet knowledge? I forget how it worked, but you were very quickly, as soon as you grasped the information and really made it your own, and had something useful to sell, you immediately added that to your range of services. And
right. Added it in. We had a how to do book promotion kit that we had, and we put it in there right away. You know, here's, you know, you've got to have a website, think about this. And then very quickly we were doing 2-day seminars in our office. People would fly in, and one day would basically be all around PR, and then a whole other day would be all around, internet marketing. specifically for books, and you know, we took our knowledge of what we were doing in the book industry, what we learned at the system, combined it in. So we weren't just, you know, trying to turn around and, you know, sell an internet marketing course on how to do internet marketing for, you know, the general public. We were doing it specific in our business.
Oh, right. You had a particular marketplace that you're already in,
mm-hmm.
and you package the information for that market. And so just from a practical point of view, you kind of paid for your tuition, like, immediately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the goal, guys. I mean, that's why we're doing this. And when you get good information, solid information, information that's backed up from real experience, information that comes from people that have been in the business 10, 12, 15 years, information from Google certified trainers, information from people like Kim who have a published book that is, you know, highly regarded within their industry, that you can easily repackage for, you know, any audience, and the audience will be very happy to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage that, by the way. I mean, nothing makes me happier than seeing one of our grads become a leader in their field, educating their particular marketplace about internet marketing. That, to me, that's a huge win. And I love it when books come out. And Kim's now got the fourth system grad to come out with a serious book on electronic marketing. Great. Well, again, March 27th through 29th, thesystemseminar.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take advantage of all the calls. Kim, thanks for the book, and thanks for joining us on this call.
You're welcome. See you all in Chicago, everybody.